and it's a live ball turnover, and they build confidence. I think the biggest thing, we know Wisconsin shot the ball so well at the Kohl Center this year against Iowa. But what I thought was most important is they didn't let Payne Stanford get going at all. They shut him down very early on and never let him get comfortable. And I think that's the key for this game, is you can't let Josh Dix feel comfortable. You can't let Payne Stanford feel comfortable. They're going to have the ultimate green light. They've always had the green light. This, I don't know what, you know, greener than green or whatever. Like, well, whatever. Like, they're going to get 20-plus shots up because they just don't have enough guys there. That's what that's going to be their formula. Dix is going to have to take 20-plus. Sanford's going to take 20-plus shots. How do you guard those guys?
Yeah, you mentioned it with Sanford. I don't know how many times he has looked visibly frustrated, but he certainly did that night.
Absolutely.
That night in Madison, and he's just too good. He's a 44%-plus three-point shooter. Sanford, actually, this year, I beg your pardon, he's been down a little bit in that mark. He's 35%. The guy who's 44% is Josh Dix, and both of those guys, without hesitation, will let it fly, and maybe now more than ever without
no question. You know, they got neon green lights. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's what it's going to be this game. And for the rest of the season for Iowa, that's what it's going to be as well. So how do you handle that this afternoon? It's crucial in this game.
Keith Kimble, Thomas Nunez, and Steve McJunkins are your officials. The Badgers and the traveling Cardinal in the white trim. The Hawkeyes in the whole home gold with the black trim as we are about set to go. Wisconsin and Iowa down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. They're at halftime at the Breslin Center, by the way, and the Oregon Ducks have hung 50 on Sparty through the first 20 minutes, 50-36, Oregon leading Michigan State. The Spartans 9-2 in the Big Ten, tied for second with Michigan. Purdue sits at 11-2. The Badgers and the Bruins are at 8-4.
And no Jeremy Fears in that game for Michigan State. He's out with an illness. And I think you see what happens throughout this league when your point guard isn't playing. It's tough. Ooh. And that's Michigan State's going to have their hands full. And that's why you look at Wisconsin. They've had so much success because they've had guys come in and really, you know, control that point guard position. It's been by committee, but, man, they've been very good at that.
Second game for the Hawkeyes without Owen Freeman. That means Riley Mulvey gets the starting call again, as he did against the Purdue Boilermakers. As we are set to go, Mulvey and Stephen Crowell will jump center as the crowd settles in. Those are ready for some good old-fashioned Saturday afternoon Big Ten basketball. After today, the Badgers will not play again until 1 week from today when they play Purdue down at Mackey Arena. The next home game will be a week from Tuesday against the Illinois Fighting Illini. It's been a hectic stretch of travel for the Badgers, 6 of 8 amongst the stretch, 6 of 8 conference games away from home. And as soon as Noah Eagle gives us a thumbs up, we'll be ready to roll here, right? Man's got a lot of clout. Here we go. Crowell and Mulvey to jump center. And the toss and tap will belong to Wisconsin from our vantage point by the Badgers bench. Wisconsin moves to our left, and we are underway. John Blackwell to the front court. Iowa man-to-man. It's mixed things up on the defensive end. Blackwell high on the right. This by Josh Dix. Now hits the brakes. Throws to Winter. Turns it to Tanjay on the left wing. Seydou Traore is on Tanjay. Now Crowell gives it up to Klesmit. Shot clock at 10. Klesmit slips at the crowd. Doubled. And a pass goes through Tanjay. Blackwell is there. 5 to shoot. John will take the 3 left side. And he'll hit it. A 3 for Blackwell to open up the scoring. Iowa moving to our right. Drew Thelwell, transfer out of Moorhead State. Played well against the Badgers in January. It's a little bump from Mulvey. Top of the circle. Long 2 is in the air. Front rim, no. Rebound, Blackwell for Wisconsin. Opening minute, 3-0 the Badgers. Blackwell out between the arcs. Throws to Winter. Wraps it to Tanjay. Dribbles baseline right. Goes through the lane and stepped out of bounds. Trying to squeeze through a pretty tight window there along the baseline, and he stepped on it.
And realistically, it should have been back-to-back turnovers for Wisconsin. They got away with that first possession. Against most teams, that pass by Big Steve is going to be a turnover. Against Iowa, you might get away with it.
Yeah, they did. You're right. It took forever. It was going through traffic to get to Blackwell. Here's Traore, baseline left. Pulls, pops 10 feet away. Off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It will belong to Iowa, they'll say, as Crowell and Mulvey were battling for it. They'll say last touch by Stevie. Minute 11 into the game. It is 3-0 Wisconsin. Seydou Traore will inbound it with Nolan Winter in his face into Peyton Sanford, backing on Max Klesman. Sanford out top now for Traore. Top of the circle, one dribble, flips to Drew Thelwell. Thelwell off the Mulvey screen. Thelwell left foul line extended, skips it to Traore, dribbles off the right wing of the lane. 10-footer in the paint, clanked off the rim, no good. Crowell the rebound. Outlet to Blackwell, right side of the front court. Minute and a half in, Badgers lead 3-0. Nolan Winter out to Stevie, open three straight away, and it's a rounded out, no good. Josh Dix the rebound for Iowa. Dix had 27 against Purdue earlier this week. He's up top. He'll try his first three today. He'll knock it down.
And there's a lack of communication in transition. Even though that probably won't show up as a transition bucket, it was a transition bucket.
Tied.
Got to find him.
Yep, tied at three about 2 minutes into the game. Nolan Winter outside left. He'll toss it to Crowell. High on the right. Gets it to Klesman along the right sideline. Back to Stevie. Gets doubled. Finds Tanjay. Can't control it. Turnover Wisconsin. Here comes Peyton Sanford. Whips to Thelwell. Wraps to Traore. Baseline left. Got caught up in the air and tried to get it out to Sanford. It's deflected out of bounds by John Blackwell.
An offensively sloppy start for the Badgers.
Two turnovers early. It seems to be that early in the game is when the Badgers are most prone to turnovers. It seems like we have seen that a fair amount this season. Drew Thelwell out front against John Tanjay, throwing a Mulvey left of the circle. Mulvey picks up the dribble, eight to shoot. Now Josh Dix, left foul line extended fadeaway. Back rim no good. Traore the offensive rebound. Thelwell open for three, and he hits it from up top. Second chance bucket for the Hawkeyes, 6-3 Iowa, 2:45 gone by. Nolan Winter outside right, flips to Tanjay on the right wing. Left-hand pass for Crowell between the circles. Carter Gilmore will check in next whistle. Winter between the arcs. Now it's Blackwell, baseline right. Mid-range jumper, short, rebound. Peyton Sanford of Iowa, 3 minutes in, 6-3 the Hawkeyes. Sanford weaving, stops left elbow, pivots, nothing inside, gives it up to Thelwell between the circles. Using a Mulvey screen, little hedge from Crowell. Now Sanford, deep three left side, and that's a brick wide left.
But he's going to take the, and that's why you have to be ready on the closeouts. Even, I mean, wherever he's at, you have to find him.
There's John Blackwell for Wisconsin. Bounce pass to Crowell, right of the lane, backing on Mulvey, the double from Traore. Crowell retreats, and Traore knocked it away and out of bounds. Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee will check in for Wisconsin. As Crowell will sit down, as will John Blackwell.
And you need Carter and Kamari right now because energy-wise, it's just lacking right now from Wisconsin. So hopefully these guys give them a little bit of a jolt.
15 on the shot clock. Klesman will inbound near the right corner along the sideline. Loops it into Tanjay. Feeds Gilmore. Rotates to McGee high on the left. 10 on the shot clock. Winter throws to Max. Open three. Right wing. Left side iron and out. No good. Sanford the rebound for the Hawkeyes. Here comes Seydou Traore to the free throw line. Right lane line. Stops. Up short jumper. Good. And it's 8-3 Iowa. Not quite 4 minutes into the game. Klesman outside right, feeds Carter Gilmore, wraps it to Tanjay outside left. Tanjay takes it off the wing, going to the goal, and the layup is good John Tanjay.
And I was just thinking about they continue to attack the paint. How many paint touches were there? Not a lot. There's a lot of threes, and I know Wisconsin wants to do it, but getting to the paint's good.
There's Thelwell. He'll throw to Traore near the right corner. Operates against Carter Gilmore. Now a step back jump is no good from 15 feet away. Gilmore the rebound for Wisconsin. 15:40 left first half, 8-5 Iowa. Klesman outside left. He'll pop it to Kamari McGee. They work to Gilmore. Rotates Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay a step back three right of the circle, and that's no good. The rebound to Traore.
Getting to the paint is good offensively because you can against Iowa. They're spread out. Yeah. Look to turn that corner.
Yeah, you would think they could a ton here in this game if they give themselves a chance to do that. Peyton Sanford throwing to Traore at the free throw line. 15 to shoot. Mulvey a handoff to Dix. Squares up. Flips a three. Hits a three for the right wing. Josh Dix a couple of hits from distance. 11-5 Iowa. 5 minutes in. Kamari McGee high on the left for Wisconsin. And he throws it away. His pass goes into the hands of Riley Mulvey. Another Wisconsin turnover. Traore at the top. Gives it to Josh Dix high on the left. A quick close for McGee. Dicks around a Mulvey screen. Right of the lane. Kills the dribble. Feeds Peyton Sanford. Leaning in. 14-footer. Off the rim and out. No good. Tanjay clears for Wisconsin. 14:38 left in half. 6-point lead Iowa. Klesman open for three and in transition. He drills a triple. It's 11-8 the Hawkeyes. 5.5 minutes into the game. Drew Thelwell high on the right for Iowa. Left hand hip high dribble. Takes the top of the circle. He'll throw to Sanford. Drives off the right wing. Out to Thelwell. Long three. Left of the circle. Back iron no good. Rebound Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. And here comes Tanjay for the Badgers. 11-8 Iowa. 14-10 left in the half. Winter throws to McGee on the right side. Kamari feeds Gilmore left of the circle. He'll hoist up a three. He'll splash it. Carter Gilmore with a triple. We're tied at 11. The man is hot.
That's the definition of hot. Yeah, absolutely.
He's 6 of his last 9 from the three-point line. Carter Gilmore is on a little heater this last week. Here's Peyton Sanford left of the circle. Out the Thelwell between the arcs, feeding Josh Dix high on the right. Tightly defended by Kamari McGee. Now Dix open, steps back. He'll launch a three. Left side iron, no good. Whistle inside. And a foul is called here. This will be against Wisconsin as they'll get John Tanjay there. And that'll be his first foul as we hit our first media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 13:34 left in the first half. Wisconsin and Iowa tied at 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Menards has everything you need for your next big project. Update the lighting in your garage or workspace with our great selection of utility lighting options. The High Bay Light features a 5,000 Kelvin color temperature, wet rated, and a long life over 100,000 hours, so you'll have light for whenever you need. Get the 11 inches High Bay Light for $89.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
To part by Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the Shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Tied at 11 early on. Inbounds pass to Laji Dembele, who is in for the first time. Backs on crowd, left shoulder turn, and lost the handle as he was going up for that little half hook, and it's short by about 3 feet. Here comes Carter Gilmore throwing to Max Klesman on the right side. Price Sanford in the game for the Hawkeyes right now as well. Fran McCaffrey getting into his bench. 13-15 left in the half, tied at 11. Klesman high on the right. Price Sanford defending. Max dribbles off the right wing. A bump, he'll play through it. Left lane line fadeaway is wide right, no good. And Peyton Sanford the rebound and trying to tie him up. And getting the cheap foul there is Stephen Crowell. That'll be his first.
And that's a tough foul. There's nothing you can do. I mean, it just happens. You're both going for the ball. And Peyton has that ball, and Steve's in there. Bad luck is what that one is.
His first team's second. Drew Thelwell high in the right, hands off to Dix. He'll get it to Price Sanford, Peyton's little brother, between the circles. A screen from Dembele. And now Crowell gets Price Sanford on the switch, stopping the dribble in the right wing. Dembele high on the right, throwing to Thelwell between the circles. Getting a Dembele screen, going to work, driving right lane line. Pushed it up, missed, but a foul. I think they're going to get Carter Gilmore here as Thelwell went on the attack. That'll be the first on Carter and the third on Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes have really scuffled as a team at the free throw line. Thelwell is 66% as a team. They're 68%. Big Ten play next to last in the conference. Thelwell averaging 10.5 points a game, and he is good with the first free throw. Jack Janicki will check in for Max Klesman. Hawkeyes lead 12-11 with 12:44 left in the half. Second free throw for Thelwell is good. Like I said, they're a great free throw shooting team. The numbers were lying. Thelwell is out. Brock Harding is in. 6-foot sophomore from Moline, Illinois. That was as predictable as cold weather and winter up here. And they get a little trap on Blackwell, and they force the turnover. Price Sanford to Dix. Back to Price Sanford to the rim. The layup is good.
And that's what you can't have, right? That's what I was going to do without Owen Freeman. They're going to try to do some different things.
15-11, Iowa. 12:22 left in the first half. John Blackwell bounces to Crowell. Backing on DeBelli. The double from Josh Dix. Crowell trying to muscle through it, and he throws it away to Price Sanford, who threw it away to Blackwell, feeds Crowell to the rim. Layup is good. So they trade turnovers. Badgers get a bucket out of it. 15-13, Iowa.
And that's why you don't save it underneath your own basket, fellas.
Here's Brock Harding outside left, throwing to Peyton Sanford between the circles, defended by Jack Janicki. Peyton Sanford and the fall-away foul line jumper rattles through. First points for Peyton Sanford today. 17-13, Iowa. 11:45 left of the first half. Carter Gilmore, left of the circle, throws to Crowell, feeds Janicki. Good look at a three, right wing. Clip the front rim, no good. Josh Dix the rebound. Brings it up the middle for the Hawkeyes. Throws to Peyton Sanford. High on the left, jukes right, moves left. Kills the dribble as he's guarded by Crowell. Dembele off the left elbow, hands off to Josh Dix. Left foul line extended, fadeaway jumper is good. Dix with eight here in the first half, 19-13 Iowa. 11:15 left in the first half. Blackwell high on the left, rocks the dribble as Josh Dix defends. A throw to Carter Gilmore, feeds Kamari McGee, who gets fouled by Brock Harding along the left side. First on Harding and the first on Iowa, as we'll have the under 12 media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 11:08 left in the first half. Iowa 19, Wisconsin 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. And the unexpected happens every day when it does. Head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 19-13 Iowa, 11:08 left in the first half. Butchie, 4 Wisconsin turnovers here, leading to 5 points so far.
I wrote down the exact, that's what it is, too. It's been the turnovers And it's led Iowa to get out, kind of get going offensively as well.
Does that mean great minds think alike?
Well,
our minds.
I mean, yeah. I don't know about great minds. But.
John Blackwell in the crowd. Now Xavier Amos in the game for the first time. Gives it up to Tanjay. Left-hand dribble. Steps back. Took a look. Now Crowell will let it fly. Left of the circle. Book it. Steven Crowell, his first triple of the game. And the Badgers are within three.
Good shot, big fella.
Yeah, of course it is. 19-16 Iowa with 10:45 left in the first half. Josh Dix out front against Blackwell, feeding Brock Harding high on the left. And the sophomore guard out front. He'll let it go for three straight away. Clip the right side iron, no good. It'll go out of bounds to Wisconsin. Stevie opened up the scoring against Indiana. It was only points of the game, but he started that flurry. He hit the first one. Nolan Winter hit the second. Thank goodness Brian Butch was working a TV game that day. I'd have been bruised.
You'd have been sore. There's no question.
Here's Tanjay. He'll step back. He'll let it go for three. Left side bounces in for him. Shooter's bounce for Tanjay. We're tied at 19.
And that's a season he's been having. That ball had no business going in. But when you're having a season like he is, it's going to.
10:05 left of the first half. Peyton Samford backing in on Janicki. Mid post right. Turns to the block. Goes up. Throws off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound Stephen Crowell for the Badgers. Outlet to Blackwell. To the front court comes John. He'll drive on Harding. Right lane line. Goes to the goal. Runs it up. Got it. It will count. And a foul. And one for John Blackwell. Just going to work. Taking it to the cup.
Well, it's being aggressive. Like I said, against Iowa, you can get to the paint. You can get to the paint, and that's exactly what John Blackwell does in that situation. Now, the reason he's able to get to the paint is John Tanjay's on the wing, the same side that he's attacked from. There's going to be a no help from John Tanjay. When you're starting to make shots like that, that's what it creates space.
Rock Harding the foul. Blackwell hits the free throw, and the Badgers are on a nine-point run. They lead it 22-19. 9:48 left in the first half. Drew Fellwell. With a basketball for Iowa. Harding now on the bench with those two fouls. Here's Bryce Sanford driving left lane line. Kicks it out Dembele. He'll let it go for three straight on. Off the rim and in. Haji Dembele. A shooter's bounce. He doesn't shoot many.
Non-shooter.
10 for 25 from the three-point line this season. And we're tied at 22. 9:22 left in the first half. John Tanjay whips it to Crowell left of the lane. He'll find Blackwell in the paint. Backing as John turns into Peyton Samford and a held ball arrow to Iowa. He just turned right into that. Did Blackwell as Samford dropping down as the second defender.
But as we've seen, anytime the ball's going into the paint or the low block, Iowa's going to collapse. They're going to try to get the ball out of there and, you know, force another play.
9:13 left in the half. Badgers and Hawkeyes tied at 22. Dembele at the top of the circle. A handoff to Dix. He'll feed Peyton Samford, left wing. Matched up with Max Klesman. Now it's Dembele. Flips to Price Samford out front. Price inside Dembele. Wide open, low on the left. He'll catch and finish.
Just bad defense there by Wisconsin. Dembele rolls to the basket, and there is nobody around him.
24-22 Iowa. Here's Blackwell driving on Thelwell in the lane. Low on the left. Missed the layup. Then Belly the rebound. Outlet to Peyton Samford. Through the center circle of the front court comes Peyton Samford. Now it's Lajie Dembele. Hands it off to Samford. Flips a three right of the circle. Air ball out of bounds to Wisconsin. Nolan Winter and Kamari McGee will come back in. Crowell sits down, as will Blackwell. Seydou Traore in for the Hawkeyes, replacing Samford. 8:31 left in the half. 24-22 Iowa. Kamari McGee brings it up the floor for Wisconsin. Scored 9 points against Indiana on Tuesday, hitting three threes. Klesman left wing. Max holds. Gets it to Xavier Amos. Baseline left on Traore. Reverse layup at the bottom of the rim. Got his own rebound. Muscles it up. Blocked by Traore. Here comes Thelwell the other way for Iowa. Bounces Traore. Barrels down the lane. And it just ripped away. A clean steal from Kamari McGee.
Ripped away is right.
Here's Winter throwing to Klesman left side. Max goes into Nolan. Low in the left. Pushed it up and around the rim and in for Nolan Winter. His first points today.
Now they just got to that side pick and roll. They need to do that more often.
Tied at 24. 7:50 left in the first half. Josh Dix on the left-hand dribble against McGee. Top of the circle. Throwing to Price Sanford. Out front, Amos defends. Price Sanford bobs off at Dembele screen. Feeds Traore. Bobbles it. Gathers. Throws it back to Sanford. Price Sanford. Now Fellwell. Baseline left. Got by McGee. Scoops it up right hand. Off the rim. No good. Rebound back tapped out to Fellwell. Second chance again for Iowa. Dix out front. Winter is checking him. Knicks with the dribble. Driving down the lane. Pushed it up and in. Pretty move. Good work from Josh Dix.
That was a really good move.
He has 10. 26-24 Iowa. 7:13 left in the half. Xavier Amos high on the right, throwing to Tanjay. He'll try a three, right side, splashed it. Second three for Tanjay, and it's 27-26 Wisconsin. 7 minutes left in the first half. Thelwell slips it to Dembele. Now a three left side, off the rim, no good from Price Sanford. The rebound is Max Klesman. Max up the left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Driving on Josh Dix. Max in the lane, fades, flips, hits. Klesman with five. The lead is three for Wisconsin. 29-26 the Badgers. 6:38 left in the half. Drew Thelwell using a Dembele screen. A hedge from Nolan Winter. A pass to Price Sanford outside left. Again off the Dembele screen. Stops top of the circle. Does Price Sanford. Slips to Josh Dix. He'll try a three. Back iron no good. Rebound tapped. Gathered by Tanjay of Wisconsin. And here comes John up the right sideline. Barrels off the right wing in the lane, and he took an extra step. Turnover, Wisconsin. And that's six turnovers now for the Badgers as we have the under eight media timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com. to learn more. 6:16 left in the first half. Wisconsin 29, Iowa 26. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 6:16 left of the first half, Wisconsin 29, Iowa 26.
And it's really been the three-point line for Wisconsin, 6 of 10, and John Tanjay's really taken over. Shocking, we're saying that, but the kids are just special.
Five on the floor for Wisconsin. Tanjay, McGee, Gilmore, Winter, and Blackwell. Price Sanford hands off to Josh Dix. He'll leave it for Drew Thelwell. Thelwell right of the circle, shuffling right lane line. Stops, pivots, throws to Seydou Traore. High on the right, he'll backpedal with the shot clock down to 10. Dix at the top of the circle. A screen from Evan Braun's in for the first time for the Hawkeyes. A throw to Price Sanford. Swoops off the left wing in the lane. Puts it up right hand. Good. Price Sanford with four. Iowa within one. 29-28 Wisconsin with 5:40 left in the half. McGee high on the right, throws to Blackwell between the circles. A screen from Nolan Winter. John outside right, a pass for Gilmore. Turns it left wing for Tanjay. Out to Nolan, tries a three right of the circle, and that just grazed the front rim. No good. Traore the rebound for the Hawkeyes. Through the center circle of the front court is Seydou Traore. Stops, bounces Josh Dix. Stops right block. Gilmore cut him off. Dix needs help. Finds Evan Braunz. He'll flip to Fellwell high on the left. Fellwell against John Tanjay. Bounce past Josh Dix, top of the circle. Shot clock is at 10. Dix rocks the dribble, steps back, got loose from Gilmore. Jumper away, no good. The rebound to Blackwell. Here comes John up the right side with 5 minutes left to the half. 29-28 Wisconsin. As a pass from Tanjay to Nolan. Winter low on the right, and he'll swoop it up and in.
And that's the difference right now. Wisconsin getting some side pick and roll. They're having success with it.
Bryce Sanford for three left side, and he drills it.
And you can't give up that transition basket.
Tied at 31, 4:40 left in the first half. Tanjay on the right side. John against Seydou Traore. Tanjay got caught up in traffic and got lucky there. Got hung up in the air. Pass deflected out of bounds. Saved by Price Sanford. Max Klesman will come in for Tanjay. He got himself caught in no man's land there underneath.
Yeah, you can't leave your feet in that situation. You said Wisconsin gets lucky there. There's not a turnover. Would have been their seventh.
17 of the shot clock, 4:31 left in the half, tied at 31. Kamari McGee trying to inbound baseline right, no one's available. And a 30-second timeout taken by Wisconsin. 4:31 left in the first half. The Badgers and the Hawkeyes are tied here at 31 in Iowa City. Well, we have a moment. We send our best wishes to my counterpart, Gary Dolphin, who is not on the call for the Hawkeyes today. Had a little mishap, a little leg issue, getting that taken care of here this week. So we send our best to Buddy Boy.
Dolph.
Dolph, be back up and running soon. Well, Butchie's promised to buy a few for you at the
Iron Bar. I'll buy a few, Dolph. But if rumor is true that you got hurt on elliptical, Dolph, we're going to have a longer conversation.
I would come up with a better story than that. But, hey. Dolph is the man. He is the man down here. Your great friend Rob Brooks handling the duties on the Hawkeye Network along with Bobby Hansen. Inbounds pass Kamari McGee going into Carter Gilmore. Now Winter flips to McGee outside left. Kamari to the top. Goes to Gilmore outside right. Here's Winter at the top. Shot clock down to five. Klesman high on the left, going to have to let it go. Jab step, deep three, off the rim, no good. And the rebound is Seydou Traore.
The ball's really not moving a lot right now for Wisconsin offensively.
Stay tied at 31. Traore at the top of the arc, throwing to Fellwell between the circles. Fellwell with Kamari McGee defending. Shovels a bounce pass to Traore. Right foul line extended. Now Braunz flips to Price Sanford high on the left. Shot clock at 10. Peyton Sanford goes into Fellwell. Left of the, or Traore rather. Check left of the lane. The jumper away is good. Seydou Traore gives Iowa the lead, 33-31. 3:40 left in the first half. Nolan Winter outside right, hands off to Blackwell. John surveys, now drives left hand. Finds Klesman, reverse layup. No, but a foul. Max Klesman will go to the free throw line. The play continues, but first the under four media timeout. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 3:31 left of the first half. Iowa 33, Wisconsin 31. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
For 48 straight years,
Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. U.S. Bank scoreboard update. 15 and a half minutes remaining in East Lansing. Oregon leads Michigan State 54-51. First half, about 7.5 minutes to play in Bloomington. Michigan leads Indiana 31-19. 3:31 left of the break here in Iowa City. Hawkeyes 33, Badgers 31.
Iowa 9 points off turnovers. Again, I know it's kind of what we talked about earlier, but 6 turnovers, 9 points off of those. I was trying to search for their offense, and I know it's crazy to say.
Yeah.
When I say search, they're really relying on two people. And defensively, needs to be shifted over a little bit. Josh Dix, we've seen it a lot. We don't see Iowa go a lot of isolation. We have seen Iowa go a lot of isolation now with Josh Dix especially.
Max Klesman is at the free throw line, knocks down the first throw. Josh Dix with 10 points. Price Sanford has 7 for the Hawkeyes. Klesman has 6 after making the first free throw, and the second is around and out, no good. Evan Braun's the rebound. 33-32 Iowa, 3:25 left in the half. Josh Dix out front. He'll throw it to Peyton Sanford, whips it to Traore, dribbles off the right wing, and the fadeaway foul line jumper, back iron, no. Carter Gilmore, the rebound, outlet to Blackwell. Up the floor, leads to the Mac, steps into a three, left side, in and out, no good. Kamari McGee, the offensive rebound. Blackwell open, left corner three, and that's short, no good. Josh Dix, the rebound. And here's Peyton Sanford. He's it for Price Sanford on the left side. Price driving to the bucket and lays it up and in. That was too easy.
Again, that won't show as a transition basket, but it absolutely is.
And it's 35-32 Iowa with 2:45 left in the half. McGee high on the right, throwing to Crowell. Wraps it to Klesman outside left. Darts to Gilmore. Whips it left side. Open three. Blackwell got it. We're tied at 35.
It all started because of the roll from Big Steve. They went side pick and roll. Steve rolled to the basket. The skip was there because the help needed to go on the inside roller.
Tied at 35. Here's Price Sanford. Spinning in the lane, out to Evan Braun's top of the circle. Hands off to Peyton Sanford. He'll drive it down the lane. The runner, right hand, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Gilmore of Wisconsin. With 2:15 left in the half, Kamari McGee up the floor for the Badgers. Whips to Stephen Crowell, throws to Gilmore. Sends it to Klesman on the right wing. Max left hand hip high dribble, bounces it to Gilmore, posting on Price Sanford. Carter starts to back, right of the lane, backs to the block, turns up in traffic, no, rebound tipped over the glass, it'll belong to Iowa. Right idea, just not able to finish it as Xavier Amos will come in for Gilmore, and John Tanjay re-enters for Kamari McGee.
Well, right now, Wisconsin needs to locate Sanford, but not Peyton right now.
Yeah.
It's Bryce. If you look at what he's been able to do as far as bring the energy, he's been able to get to the basket. He's 4 or 5 from the floor, 9 points. A lot of those have been layups. They've done a good job on Peyton. They need to find Price.
And here comes Josh Dix for the Hawkeyes. 1:50 left in the half, tied at 35. Dix between the circles, throws to Peyton Sanford. Carter Kingsbury in the lineup now for Iowa. Here's Price Sanford, left foul line extended. Throws to Braun's at the free throw line. Back to the basket. Flips it to Dix. Shot clock at 8. Dix left of the circle. Loops it Peyton Sanford. Left corner 3 is around the rim and out. No good. Rebound up and in for Carter Kingsbury, the 6'5 junior. 37-35 Iowa with a minute 22 left in the half. Here's Blackwell outside left. Throwing to Amos between the arcs. Feeds Tanjay high in the right. Tanjay, left-hand dribble, whips it to Crowell, top of the arc, feeds Blackwell, wide open, Peyton Sanford fell down, Blackwell missed the open three, left of the circle, Kingsbury the rebound. Now Price Sanford, left side of the front court, drops it back to Josh Dix, he'll drive it, in the lane, got tied up, and the ball's ripped away by Crowell, long pass out ahead to Tanjay, runs it down right side with a shot fake, now in the right corner. Throws to Xavier Amos with 50 seconds left in the half. Iowa up 2. Blackwell a whistle and a block called on Carter Kingsbury. just couldn't get there in time. That'll be his first, with just the fourth on Iowa.
They've let him play. I was going to say, as far as a clean first half for both teams, it really has. There hasn't been a heavy whistle. It's been physical, but...
Four fouls on Iowa, three on Wisconsin, 48.2 left in the half. Blackwell, baseline left will inbound, 37-35
Iowa.
That's
a second timeout.
Another timeout.
Wow. That's a second timeout from an end line out of bounds.
Yeah, they were just way, just totally out of sync there. Players talking to each other there. So, yeah, they burned two of them here with 48.2 seconds left in the first half, 37-35 Iowa. That's like a baseball fly ball. I got it, you take it. No one was moving.
And that's where the ball drops.
Yeah.
And when we talked about just kind of lethargic, I would say, you know, a noon's tip, and you've kind of seen that a little bit from this team.
Yeah, they got a few of these on the horizon, actually. And next Saturday, that's a noon tip central. They got a home game against Oregon in a couple of weeks. That's an 11 a.m. tip, so. Get the blood going a little earlier here. Here's John Blackwell, baseline left. Looped it inbounds to Tanjay. Tanjay high on the left, dribbles to the foul line, kicks it out to Blackwell. 15 to shoot, 43 to play here in the first half, 37-35 Iowa. Blackwell gets a high screen from Crowell, driving right of the lane, stops the block. He's in some trouble, bounces to Crowell, out to John for three, and the lead off the rim, no. Tip dunk, Xavier Amos. Oh, he goes up and spikes it with a right hand. Hello.
I'm going to say this. It was a heck of a dunk. But I think he used a little bit of leverage there as well. Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from him. But that thing looked awkward as could be at first. But he went up and got that thing. My goodness.
And Fran McCaffrey taking his use it or lose it timeout. 27.5 left in the half. Wisconsin and Iowa tied at 37. First points for Xavier Amos here today. Well, the Badgers, when they're protecting the ball, they're shooting nearly 47% from the field and 7 of 17 from three, but six turnovers have resulted in 9 points for Iowa. Hawkeyes also with an edge in second chance points. It's 7-2. Shot clock is off. And the Badgers have fouls to give here, and just so you know. 37-37 the score. Three fouls to give here for Wisconsin's. Seydou Traore, sideline right front court, will inbound. Traore loops it into Josh Dix against Kamari McGee.
Do have fouls to give if they need it.
Yep. Dix. Edge of the center circle, 14 seconds left in the half. Dix hands off to Price Sanford. They weave it to Peyton Sanford. Weave game continues, and there's a foul. They'll get Blackwell. That'll be his first, team's fourth. 8.6 seconds left in the half. They will do this one more time here.
Absolutely.
Price Sanford, sideline left, front court will inbound. John Blackwell in his face, tied at 37. Bryce Sanford looking, throws it into Josh Dix, and he gets fouled by McGee with 7.4 left in the half. Team foul number five, the first on Kamari. So still one more to give as Jack Janicki will be coming in for Stephen Crowell. Crowell with a foul already. Janicki does not have one. Just got to be careful here. Bryce Sanford, sideline left, inbounds to Dix. And now reaching in is Gilmore. That's going to be the second on Carter. And the sixth on Wisconsin with 5.9 left in the half.
And Greg is kind of looking at Carter like, no, not there.
Yeah,
they
didn't want him there.
There wasn't a need to.
No.
He was going where he wanted.
Side to side.
You weren't beat, none of the above.
Price Sanford, rather. Sideline right, inbounds to Bronze, out to Price Sanford. Left wing jumper in the air and good. And that's how the first half will end, as Price Sanford with 11 first half points to lead the scoring for Iowa, which will go into the locker room with a 2-point lead.
Now we talked about it. It wasn't Peyton Sanford you need to worry about. It was Price. And that's exactly how the game, or the first half ended. Excuse me.
Our score at the half, Iowa 39, Wisconsin 37. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
In Iowa City, the Hawkeyes lead the Badgers 39-37. Price Sanford 5-6 from the field, 11 points. Josh Dix has 10. John Blackwell has 9 to pace the Badgers. Hawkeyes up a couple at the half. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from Carter Gilmore coming up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time now for our halftime conversation as we visit with Carter Gilmore, the senior out of Heartland, Wisconsin. As you may be aware, he has had an eventful week for all the right reasons. Hasn't always been easy, though, and no matter the circumstances, Carter knows he can rely on mom and dad, Stephanie and Brian, not just as mom and dad, which in and of itself is very important, but they both played college basketball.
My parents, especially my dad, have always given me the tough love of you're going to work hard, put your nose to the grindstone. Grass isn't always going to be greener on the other side. All those lessons that as a kid I didn't really listen to, I didn't like to listen to. I fought my dad hard on a lot of times. But yeah, just growing up in my household around my family, not only my parents, but my aunt and uncle, my grandparents, all just super faith-based and solution focus is what they really pride themselves on. And when I kind of hit the hard spots or stuff wasn't going as well for me, I was just able to turn back on everything I've learned growing up. And they obviously set great examples for me. And when the hard times came, they didn't just coddle me and tell me that everything was going to be okay. They knew that it was going to be a battle that I was going to fight. They were always going to be there to support me, but that it wasn't going to be easy. But having them there supporting me along the way made it not only worth it, but doable for sure.
We'll have more of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. That's next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Feeling the pressure to find Valentine's Day gifts they'll love? Then you gotta go to Kohl's. They have something for every Valentine. Go fun and unexpected with a Lego set. Go luxe with a Sephora fragrance. Go classic with a diamond necklace and more. Then get 15% off some of your gifts, or you can save with a Kohl's card. However you plan to celebrate, Kohl's has you covered with lots to love. Select styles. Coupons do not apply to Lego. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end February 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our halftime conversation continues as we hear more from senior Carter Gilmore. We've seen the Badgers playing at a very high level in some lengthy stretches so far this season. Still, Carter believes they can be even better the rest of the way.
I think we've seen not the ceiling that we can get to, but what happens when our shots are going in at a high level. I think we show that we can compete with anyone when we're doing that. Obviously, we got to get our defense a little more consistent if we can get that. Up to the top 25 at least, and really just putting those two things together. Can we be, can we have a good offensive game and good defensive game and putting it together for a full game? We've had stretches where we do it for a half here and half there. But if we want to compete for a national championship like we think we're capable of, we're going to have to put it together for a full 40 minutes. And that's something we're still working on. But I think some that the maturity of this team, that we not only know it, we're talking about it. And something we all talk about is that we can't be all talking talk. We got to go out there and do it with our actions. And I think that's some throughout the season we've learned, and some against the Northwestern that we all knew that, hey, this is a test. And we've had chances at UCLA and other games, and we didn't come out on top. So it's about time we go out and do it instead of talking about it. So hopefully we can continue to do that and build upon that as well.
That's Carter Gilmore, and that's today's Halftime Conversation. We'll take a look at some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. That's coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At the half here in Iowa City, the Hawkeyes lead Wisconsin 39-37. We check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin's 14 of 30 from the field, 7 of 17 from deep, 2 of 3 at the foul line. Iowa 16 of 36 from the floor, 5 of 13 from the three-point line, 2 of 2 at the foul line. The Hawks a plus 1 on the glass. 10 assists, 6 turnovers for the Badgers, 7 and just 2 miscues for Iowa. Hawkeyes with the edge and points off turnovers, 9-4. Badgers with the paint point advantage, 14-12. Second chance points, though, favoring Iowa at 7-2. Bryce Sanford with 11 leading the way for the Hawkeyes. John Blackwell has 9 to pace Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Our score at the half, Iowa 39, Wisconsin 37. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're ready for the start of the second half. Iowa leading Wisconsin 39-37. The Badgers with those six turnovers in the first half, four of them coming very early in this game. Butchie, when they're protecting the ball, they're knocking down shots. Now, as you mentioned a couple of times, because you're going to maybe have to mention it a third time, you got to find Price Sanford.
Well, you have. I mean, he's playing really well, and he's got comfortable, got to the rim, so you got to find him. As far as Peyton Sanford, you're doing a good job against him. So I think understanding playing his five, sometimes when you're so focused on one player or two players like Josh Dix and Peyton Sanford, now all of a sudden you loosen up a little bit on some of the others, and that's what you're seeing. But we talked about the six turnovers. For me, the glaring number more than the turnovers, because we've talked enough about that, we haven't talked about the offensive rebounds. There's five of them for Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is a number that shouldn't have it, because, again, no Owen Freeman. Where is the offensive rebounds coming from? So you got to make sure you find a body, and especially because some of them are long rebounds just based on the way that they play.
Yeah, you look at their numbers in the Big Ten, their overall rebounding numbers, they're a minus -8.
Correct. I mean, and that's normally what happens. So for them to be up one in the rebounding category is an issue that I look at and say, okay, that's got to be fixed. And especially the five offensive rebounds. Between the six turnovers, five offensive rebounds, it's 11 possessions.
Yeah, and the points off of that combined is 16.
And that's, you're right. Yep. You know, and it was 9.5, now it's 16. Like, it's a big deal.
All right, we get ready for the second half. Badgers trying to get this regular season sweep. The dominating offensive performance against the Hawkeyes in Madison. 39-37 Iowa. Second half about to begin. Badgers will move to our right. In the original starting five, both sides here. In the